Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Hello and welcome. I am so excited to be able to be here because today we are going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and I think a subject that a lot of people want to talk about, which is spirituality. A lot of people within the last 10 years have been allowing themselves to really get more connected with spirituality, connecting with how it could be so exciting, how it could be so much more better for their hearts, for their souls, for their emotion, and for their love life. Why is it that we have allowed ourselves, though, to deal with spirituality more as a hobby? We do it more as like an in thing instead of allowing ourselves to really, truly eat, sleep, live, and walk the lifestyle. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you're interested in learning how to let yourself to become more connected towards your spirituality and how to do it right, then this is a great, great show for you today, because you're going to be able to allow yourself to learn not just how to become more connected spiritually, but what are the steps and what are the things that you're doing incorrectly. A lot of people don't realize what they're doing incorrectly. We allow ourselves to kind of try to follow, but yet we don't do what we need to do. Small example. So a lot of people are into yoga these days here in the States. And I came back from Nepal about 2 months ago now, I think. Maybe a little less than 2 months ago. And when I was visiting Nepal, I went to a few yoga classes, and I actually had been able to be a part of a true yoga session. But when I come here in the States and I do yoga, it's completely different. It's more about movement. It's more about the exercise. It's more about getting fit. It's not about the breathing. It's not about the spirituality. And it's not about the connection. But when you are in India, when you are in Nepal, it's more about the connection. It's more about your breath. And very, very, very rarely will you find a yoga studio or a practicing yoga person that will actually relate that message and really help you to understand that the message is more about the true connection to spirituality, the connection to your breath, and allowing yourself to get connected with your soul, spirit, and body. It's the same thing with spirituality. These days, people are like, oh, yeah, I'm really spiritual, and I love to be spiritual, and this is so fun. It's almost like it's an in thing, you know, where just a few years ago back, even still to today, to be honest with you, but I start noticing it probably the same time zone, about 10 years ago. I start noticing people really putting religious items, you know, like Dolce & Gabbana or I can't think of other name brands right now, but a lot of very famous, very recognized name brands are starting to put religious icons, religious symbols on their clothing and on their jewelry to sell. And people are wearing these things, which is exciting. It's beautiful and it's wonderful for me to see Mother Mary being advertised and worn as a pair of earrings, but do they truly understand what it is to be wearing that? Are they really truly understanding what it is that they even are putting on themselves? Or you notice people wearing rosaries, and I'd be like, oh, that's so beautiful. So do you do the rosary? And people are like, oh, is that what this is? And people don't really understand what they're bringing into their space. So today is a great topic because it's about us allowing ourselves to be more aware. In my opinion, that's what our focus is today. Be more aware and allow yourself to understand what is the truth about spirituality? What is the truth about us facing what it is that's around us? Are we allowing ourselves to be religious? Are we allowing ourselves to be spiritual? Or are we just faking it? Now, one thing that I do practice and I do teach people quite often is when they do want to be spiritual and they want to connect to spirituality and they say, well, I really want to be spiritual. I want to learn how to meditate. I really want to learn how to connect. Then I do tell them, you know, and I know this sounds bad, but it's the truth. They say, well, you know, fake it till you make it, you know, just put yourself out there, you know, really. And what I mean by saying fake it, I don't mean by not believing. I mean by allowing yourself to practice, meditate, meditate, meditate. Do the yoga practices if you want to do yoga. Do whatever it is that you need to do until it becomes a habit, until it becomes something that you really feel with inside of yourself. And a lot of don't notice a difference the very first time we do anything. You know, when you first do any type of exercise, do you feel an immediate reward? No, absolutely not. You feel absolutely horrible after your first severe exercise session. You feel absolutely sore, discouraged, and not feeling so great with your body. But that's actually a really good sign to have soreness, and that's really a good sign to not feel so, you know, energetic and thrilled the very next day after your first exercise session. Because that means the muscles are finally moving. That means that something's finally transforming and moving within inside of you. And that's just proving to us also that we have allowed ourselves to be so stubborn and we have been so lazy and so disconnected that those muscles and those parts of our body have been neglected for that long. That now that we're finally doing something, even if it's just a jog, even if it's just a hike, that we're allowing ourselves to finally use those parts of our body that have not been being used. Today, I want you to be connected with your spiritual side. And when we connect to our spiritual side, you're going to notice all sorts of negative thoughts, all sorts of negative memories pop up. And those negative thoughts and those negative memories are going to pop up like the hurting muscles because it's going to remind you of what you did wrong. It's going to bring forward your guilt, your sin, the things that weren't so wonderful before that you've been a part of or that you've even on purpose have done. I have a client who I was working with yesterday, and one of her biggest questions were, can I have a person that I'm married to as well as having a boyfriend and not get in trouble from God? And I said, well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. That's a sin. That's not good. But being spiritual, it doesn't mean that you have to allow yourself to be a part of any type of religion. It actually has nothing to do with religion. But at the same exact time, you do have to have morals. You do have to have some type of sense within inside of yourself knowing, is this morally the right thing to do? Is it okay to be involved with two relationships and have a relationship that's a secret and then living in a relationship that is false and unsatisfying and very disconnected? Many people don't understand that when we're in a relationship with someone, whether it's male or female, it doesn't matter what type of relationship you're in. But when you're in a relationship, one of the things that most people don't understand is that you are supposed to be yourself. You're supposed to be living, eating, sleeping, breathing yourself, your true being, who you are. And most of us don't allow ourselves to do that. We really, truly, when we're in a relationship, live in a very false position. We live in a false way. Like many of my clients that I work with and many people that I advise, whether it's during a lecture, whether it's during a seminar, I'm constantly helping people to understand how to be more connected, with their own opinion, their true heart, and not hiding who they are. And a lot of people are hiding who they are these days. I have people that are hiding that they're even spiritual to their partners. And they're hiding because they're afraid that they were going to become judged. They're afraid that they're going to become ridiculed and they won't be accepted. Why are we allowing ourselves to be in that type of relationship? Why are we even with someone who won't accept us if we have a spiritual belief or we have some type of religious belief of some sort? If we have a faith, if we have a lifestyle that we're hiding, that is not something that is good. That is something that is very, very negative, and it brings our soul and our spirit to start shutting down. And today our focus is to help to bring forward your spirit and help to bring yourself forward so that you don't have to hide anymore. So we can make the world a better place and so that we can start beginning to transform people that are around us. The more we hide, the more we allow ourselves to become closed off, the more we are going to start realizing that we are becoming a part of that world that is empty. You have to start eating, sleeping, breathing spirituality. We'll talk more after this commercial.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and we are back. So, what is it to be spiritual? Let's talk about this just for a moment. To be spiritual is not about religion. It is not about allowing yourself to have any type of religious belief, to have any type of faith whatsoever in a religious belief. It is about allowing yourself to have our very own connection, to have a connection with our guardian angel and with ourselves, to know that there is definitely something out there, whether you want to call it God, whether you want to call it light, whether you want to call him the creator. It doesn't matter what you call that being, but as long as you believe that there's something else out there that is higher and definitely more significant than ourselves. A lot of people don't have a really strong religious belief anymore because there has been so many churches, so many temples, so many synagogues that have allowed themselves to push people away. But they push people away because of their belief system, of their lack of communication, and of being so orthodox and so strict and so absolutely beyond the point of, you know, having all these rules and regulations. People don't like having rules and regulations anymore these days. And the reason why people don't like having rules and regulations anymore is because people have become accustomed to being accepted and having sin after sin after sin. And it's not okay for us to allow ourselves to be really not having morals and to not having some type of belief, because that's what makes us disconnected. That's what makes us feel like we're lost, to be very honest with all of you out there today. And I feel like when I help people to connect to their spirituality and having their own relationship with their guardian angels, as well as with our creator, God, not with a certain type of religion or a certain belief system, but having your own connection really helps you to feel like you're a part of something. All of us on this planet are supposed to be a part of something. We're not supposed to be empty. We're not supposed to be just living life, existing, and then dying and going absolutely nowhere. Life is much, much more than that. But we are not allowing ourselves to let that be a part of our lives. People want to believe in science. And even it was proven just very recently that how scientists are even saying how it's so difficult to prove that we have come just from an explosion, just from absolutely nothing, that they can't prove that there's no such thing as a creator. They can't prove that there's no such thing as angels and other light beings. And it was a very interesting program. I wish I remembered the name of it because I'd love to share it with so many of you out there today. But when you really research and you put yourself out there and you start investigating and start just putting a little bit of effort about what is a guardian angel, you start realizing how your guardian angel has been in your life, how your guardian angel has been a part of your life every moment that you've been here. And you start seeing all the signs and everything starts connecting and you start being so inspired and so excited, realizing how much you've had a connection to your guardian angel and how you've been extremely protected throughout your life. When before you realize that, before the evidence makes itself so apparent to you, you thought you were alone. Many of us think that we are alone because we are convinced and we are told by so many people around us, people that we love, people that have supported us, people that have raised us. We are told there is nothing. There is nothing out there. There is nothing but you. You have to survive alone. And that is not true. I'm the one that will constantly be feeding this information to multi-millions of people, billions of people, helping you to understand that there are guardian angels. And guardian angels are just as real as me and you. And how I know that they're real is obviously because I communicate and talk with them. But how I know that they're real is because I'm constantly seeing it and the miracles that are shown to us daily. There is so much negative news that is constantly being expressed and given to us, whether it's through the news, whether it's through media, whether it's through your daily news on your phone, whatever it may be. There's constant information that's being expressed to be negative, negative, negative. But we're forgetting about all the positive and all the miracles and all the good that is constantly being given. We're forgetting about all those beautiful gifts that are being shown to us repetitively, including our own gift of having the relationship with our guardian angels and our spirit guides that are guiding us and protecting us and saving us from danger, whether it's from a dangerous relationship or whether it's from, you know, a negative situation with a car or whether it's, like, just recently, I can tell you a story that is absolutely, it was very upsetting, and but it was something that happened to me just this weekend. So this weekend, I went to go do this event over in the Bay Area, and I was like, okay, we're going to have a beautiful day, even though I had a very negative feeling, even though I saw very negative vision the night before, I washed it away. And I was like, it's okay, positive can still happen, good can still come from this. Long story short, I'm doing the event is over, it's around 6 o'clock, and I go to my car, and I realize that my car was completely broken into. They stole everything. They stole all my luggage. They stole my personal things. My wallet was hidden in a bag. Everything was stolen. Literally, like maybe not even 10 minutes before we arrived to the car. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm thinking in my mind, how is it possible that someone thinks it's okay to rob someone, to break into someone's car and to bust their windows and to just rob everything in broad daylight? I mean, it was pure daylight. It wasn't nighttime. It was on a main street right there in front of everyone. And it was amazing. It shocked me. And even though that people witnessed this happening, not one person had the courage or the guts or the voice to say, hey, man, don't do that. It amazes me how we have allowed ourselves to be okay with negative acts, how we don't allow ourselves to step up and not accept the darkness and not be a part of the darkness. There was a lady I was speaking to, and she said, and she was talking to me at this event in San Francisco, and she was saying, oh, yeah, I'm really spiritual. I really believe in spirituality. And this is the difference between fake and real. That's what we're talking about today. Are you really living your spiritual life, or are you saying you're spiritual, but in reality you're very fake, and you're not really eating, sleeping, breathing spirituality? So there's this lady, and she was with a group of friends, and she had four friends that she was with, and they were from all different locations. And she was talking about, you know, everyone's spiritual connection and how they've had relationships with their guardian angels and how awesome it is and how it's so wonderful. And we were just talking about how cool and amazing it is. Long story short, I was talking about, yeah, we need to start, you know, changing the vibration, and the more we allow ourselves to become spiritual, the more we start spreading the message of spirituality and people start allowing themselves to have more hope and faith and love within them, the more we can help to transfer all this negative energy into positive energy and helping people to start believing in something again, believing in a wonderful, wonderful, you know, vibration, just changing the vibration from being negative to positive. And all her other friends were like, oh, yes, that's what I'd love to do. You know, sometimes we do meditation because on Thursday nights, I don't even know if it's being advertised, but on Thursday night, I always do a meditation at night for the planet. And I ask people to join me to focus for 20 minutes, sending positive energy to Mother Earth herself, to her waters, to her skies, to her ozone layer, to every part of Mother Nature, and send love and peace and tranquility. So I was talking about this with these people, and the lady that was claiming to be the most spiritual one is sitting there and telling me how she doesn't believe completely in what I'm saying. And I'm saying, okay, well, that's fine. Teach their own. It's not a big deal. You know, everyone's different. It doesn't, you know, make a difference. She goes, well, I'd love to, hear your opinion on my thoughts. And I said, oh, absolutely. Go ahead. What do you have to say? And she's telling me how she believes that every one of us on this planet have a role into what is happening in the planet. And I said, okay, well, please help, you know, explain what you mean. And she goes, well, I believe that through all this war, through all this killing, and all these, you know, suicide bombings and all these things that are happening, that they may be a really good thing. And my jaw just dropped. Like, I felt like I had to pick it up off the floor and that she could see me doing that, because I was just so shocked that this woman's telling me that she thinks that all these negative acts that have been going on, oh, we'll continue after this message.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires. The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate. If this is the kind of love that you have been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, If you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
And we're back. Okay, so like I was saying before the commercial, we were talking about this lady who was telling me that she believes that all these negative things that are happening are really something that is significant, that they're significant to being able to truly be a gift to thinning out the population. And I was just absolutely, like I said, I was absolutely shocked. So I just explained to her very clearly. I said, I disagree with you. But she goes, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. And I said, well, I completely disagree with you, completely, that I do not think it's right that any person, one person, 10 people, group of people, terrorist attack people, have the right in any way, shape, or form to murder people that are completely innocent for absolutely no reason. To me, that does not make in any way, shape, or form any sense of that being a spiritual benefit. Because she's telling me how she thinks that that's a huge benefit, that this is all happening. And it was a very interesting conversation. I mean, I would love to have her on the show to hear. You know, I love going through debates with people. That's one thing that I do definitely love to do. So I explained to her how I disagree 110%, not just 100%, 110% I disagree with her, and that God, our creator, and our guardian angels would never give us any type of misery to see death in that way unless it was a natural disaster. I said, if we need to thin out the planet, which I understood her point a little tiny, teeny bit, where she was describing how, well, the planet is becoming overpopulated, and the reason why our planet is so destroyed is because we're so overpopulated. And I said, I get what you're saying to a point. I said, I hear you. I said, but, you know, that's the reason why we have life and death. And there's natural death, and then there's death that is not natural, that is not called for, and that is not godly, and that is not spiritual, in my opinion, in any way, shape, or form. So when we die naturally, whether it's through a heart attack or old age or whatever it may be, or even if we have natural disasters that create death, which are tsunamis or earthquakes or whatever it may be, those are ones that I accept and that I think that have meaning or are meant to be, is the best way to explain it. But ones that are from murder and from sin, absolutely not. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in terrorists being a part of our spiritual awakening and transformation on this planet whatsoever. So that's a good example of how people are trying to allow themselves to find reasons to accept darkness. We are so used to having darkness. We're so used to having bad behavior that people are making excuses and trying to create a reason why we should all start accepting all these losses, and how killing innocent people is actually now being talked about as a blessing. I've never heard this. I was just appalled. I couldn't even believe I was having this conversation, only because I'm realizing how dark the planet is becoming in regards towards accepting the negative that is being shown to us daily. So we need to start changing the vibration. We need to start showing people that light is real, that positive is good, that spirituality exists and lives in each and every single one of us. Each and every single one of us has a relationship with our guardian angels and our spirit guides. And by us allowing ourselves to believe and carrying that white light and being able to bring that forward and not living and being spiritual because it's fun, because it's cool, because it's an expensive t-shirt or it's an expensive piece of jewelry, actually eating, sleeping, breathing, and living it, practicing that belief, practicing spirituality, practicing to be a good person and to actually walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, saying we are spiritual does not mean we are spiritual. That's the message today, guys. That saying we are spiritual does not mean you're spiritual. You actually have to create your whole life, your whole being becomes a part of that lifestyle. You learn to have faith. You become so much more lighter. You transform into being this wonderful person who realizes how easy you can forgive. Even though I was so angry and I was so frustrated and I was so hurt and I was so upset that someone broke into my car and stole my things, I had to allow myself to forgive. In order for me to heal and in order for me not to carry anger or become negative and dark myself, it is a must. And if you're spiritual, you realize it is a must to allow ourselves to forgive. To forgive the wrongs that was done to us so that we can allow ourselves to realize, okay, you know what? That person obviously is very lost. That person obviously is very, very confused. Definitely is under the some type of influence of some sort. It's taking some type of substance of some sort, whether it's drugs, alcohol, or whatever it may be. Maybe has a mental issue, whatever. I mean, there's lots of reasons why people act in these very negative, dark ways. But it's not okay to allow ourselves to continue carrying that anger and to hold on to that darkness, because it creates darkness within us. And in order for us to be spiritual, in order for us to transform and to be a good person, in order for us to become a part of the movement that we need to make very visible and loud on this planet, we need to realize we need to walk the walk and talk the talk, which means forgiving people, believing that we can allow ourselves to replace whatever was lost or stolen, believing that even through darkness, good will shine. That we don't allow ourselves to make excuses and reasons for our bad behavior. That we can't allow ourselves to say, well, it's okay, tomorrow I'm going to be better. And then we, you know, act out negative and then we do it again and again and again. When you are doing something that is sinful, don't allow yourself to make excuse after excuse or reason after reason why it's okay to continue misbehaving. Don't misbehave. Don't allow yourself to lack morals in your life. You know, there's morals that were written and given to us by our Creator God. Don't sin. Don't kill. Don't sleep with your neighbor's wife. You know, all sorts of things that are so significant. You know, respect your husband. Love your wife, you know, all those things that are extremely beyond the point of significance. Those are the rules and the morals that God has given us so that we can be good people. That doesn't mean you have to have a certain religious base. That doesn't mean you have to go to a certain temple. That means that we just allow ourselves to become connected more spiritually so that we can allow ourselves to be good people on this planet. To be able to change the vibration from being so negative and so dark and accepting all these sins that so many people just think is okay these days. You know, it's okay to cheat on your husband these days. It's okay to hurt someone's feelings these days. When in reality, it's just making us more dark. So for us to say we're spiritual, but yet not living spiritual, is two different things. I'm trying to teach you and help you to understand in order to be spiritual, it is a good thing to actually practice what it is to be spiritual. Learn how to meditate. Become a part of that meditation. Meditation is such an amazing gift that we were given so many thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, since the beginning of mankind. We were taught to meditate, to pray, to connect. And through meditation, we allow ourselves to find our peace, and we find that center within us that helps to create comfort and love and balance once again. We allow ourselves to become disconnected when we are filled with anger and frustration, and when we don't allow love to fill our hearts. It's hard for us to have love fill our hearts when we're actually being a part of sin and really letting in all this darkness. The more we allow ourselves to forgive and heal from all the negative things that have been around us, the more we allow ourselves to really transform and become more on that spiritual path. Meditation to me is a daily practice, because without meditation, you can't allow yourself to truly release and let go of the frustration or any of the burdens that you've had from that day. Even if it was just someone cutting you off on a freeway, it doesn't matter what the circumstances may be. But when you allow yourself to let go of that darkness, of that stress, you start transforming and you start realizing, oh, okay, good, I feel so much better. Wow, I feel so great today. And that light that you start carrying starts showing to others. And that's something that's really significant. And it's something that you should be really proud of to carry around and to share with others. Because then other people want to be a part of that. And when you can share that, and help people to understand, oh, it's just because I meditate and I really focus on being spiritual, and you know how they say, do unto you as you do to others, and you know, just live life walking a really straight path and just being good and being filled with love and having happiness and being appreciative for all the blessings that our Creator God has given us, whether it's fresh air today or having the opportunity to have food in front of us. You know, there's so many blessings that we are given daily that we're not thankful for. And this last 2 weeks ago, we were talking about gratitude. And I really, really, really loved talking about gratitude, because we don't give gratitude to God enough or to our guardian angels, thanking them for saving our lives, thanking them for protecting us, thanking them for carrying us through hard times and opening our eyes when we were blinded before. It is such a gift. It is such a gift to be given blessing after blessing. We'll continue after this commercial.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so let's talk about how do we allow ourselves to become more spiritual? What are the best ways, the easiest ways for you guys to truly connect to your guardian angels and your spirit guides so that you can allow yourself to walk the walk and talk the talk and no longer say that you're spiritual, but yet you're not really truly spiritual? A lot of people are starting to definitely, here in the States, definitely want to allow themselves to become more spiritual. And it's not, in my opinion, because they don't want to be spiritual. I believe that it's because they don't know how to become spiritual. So a lot of people are like, oh, that sounds cool. That sounds really awesome. That sounds really wonderful. And they get a part of these things and they, you know, wear, like I said, they wear these, you know, signs, or they put shirts on that say namaste, and, you know, they wear these symbols, or, you know, they go to yoga, whatever it may be, and they do these things so they can allow themselves to become spiritual, but they don't know how to truly become spiritual because they don't have the right teacher. So how does that happen? How do we allow ourselves to become more connected? Number one, to make that happen, it is a must. It is something absolutely necessary. It's that you must believe. Believe in what, though? Number one, you must believe in our Creator. You must believe that there is something out there. There is something higher that is out there. Like I said earlier, whether you call, you know, that God, whether you call it our Creator, light, energy, a higher source being, whatever you want to call it. I call that higher source God. You can say God. You can say Creator. You can say whatever it is that you want to believe. But as long as you know that there's something else out there that is above us, more higher than us, and really truly can feed us spiritually, energetically, and emotionally, that is what is so beautiful and amazing about believing. Because when you believe that there's something that's out there, then you know that something is watching over you. And all of us really truly do want to believe that someone's watching over us. We do want to believe that there is a God. We do want to believe that there's something or someone out there looking out for us, holding us, protecting us, guiding us, or even that has created us. But a lot of people don't want to be, I know this sounds horrible, but it's the truth because I hear it all the time and I hear it from clients when I'm in the office. They don't want to be made fun of and they don't want to deal with the debate of explaining what they believe or why they believe in God or our Creator or their guardian angels. You know, they're called foolish, they're called silly, they're called ridiculous. You know, they're called all sorts of names, but yet They're not called silly or ridiculous or all these silly names if they are a sinner or if they cheat on their husbands, or if they cheat on their wives, or if they rob someone or steal someone or hurt someone, they're like, oh, yeah, man, you did that? Oh, wow, what did it feel like? There's a lot of morals that have been changed on this planet that are very sad. And it's very accepted. It has become acceptable to be a part of such huge sins. But it's become not so accepting to talk so freely about your guardian angels and God, our Creator. So you do need to really learn to get a voice in order to become spiritual. In order to say, I'm spiritual, it is important to allow yourself to be confident and very outspoken, not to everyone, but outspoken to those that are important to you. It is not something that you keep a secret and that you keep hidden and is a secret between you and your partner. If you are with someone that is your significant other and that you are living a spiritual life, but your partner doesn't know that, that is not living a spiritual life. That is called living in secrecy, and that is very, 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 very torturous, and that is very sad. And that is not living a spiritual life because you are living in complete secrecy, and you're living very falsely. So it is a must that you have someone that supports your beliefs and that is on the same page as you, because love is when someone accepts you completely for who you are and what you're about. And if your person that is with you, your partner that is with you, loves you, then your partner, you will be surprised, will actually accept and truly have faith and believe in what you believe in. And people become very surprised when I teach them that and say, well, why don't you try to tell your partner what you believe? And your partner doesn't need to believe and doesn't need to walk your walk or talk your talk, but it's important for them to have faith and to believe in you. And a lot of people actually come to find out that their partner actually does accept them. So try that and watch and be surprised how amazed and how absolutely wonderful your life can be. So that's number one, is by believing in your guardian angels and believing in God or your Creator, however you want to say it. Number two is believing in guardian angels. By believing in our guardian angels and by believing and knowing that you have a guardian angel, you have something out there guiding you, carrying you, and protecting you, which is the same almost as our Creator, but it's a little tiny, teeny bit different, because our guardian angels have been created to help God / our Creator out. So your guardian angels are actually an extension of God. They're God's helpers for each individual person on this planet. And each individual person on this planet, whether you believe or whether you don't believe, has a guardian angel. And I know this because even atheists who come to talk to me and sit there and say, well, I'm an atheist. I'm like, oh, great. You'll be my favorite client today. Come sit down. Let me prove you wrong. And I do. I prove them wrong every time. And their jaws drop. And they usually are like, oh, well, you're just a really good guesser. Or you're really just, you read my body language or whatever. They try to find all these reasons and excuses why I knew what I've known. And I'm like, oh, okay, so your body language told me what happened when you were 10 years old. That's funny. Yeah. So then they start realizing that there is something else out there. And they actually become the biggest spiritual, amazing, amazing spiritual believers that there is. And they start walking the walk and talking the talk more than those that have practiced and tried to become spiritual all their lives. It's funny. It's like those who didn't believe or have any knowledge or faith, usually I see end up becoming the biggest believers and the biggest spiritual advocates on the planet, more than those who are actually saying that they're spiritual and walking, eating, sleeping, breathing their spiritual belief. So knowing about your creator, eating, sleeping, breathing, and walking and expressing what you believe is a must to the people that are closest to you. It's not supposed to be a secret. You're not supposed to be in a shell and truly being in this closure. You're supposed to be able to express. If you are eating, sleeping, breathing, spiritual, then people around you are supposed to be reaping the benefits of that gift that you are sharing with the world. You must meditate. Meditation is so extremely beyond the point of significant. Why is meditation so significant? Is because through meditation, it helps to create balance, it helps to create peace, it helps to open our minds, and it helps us to have a relationship with God and with our guardian angels that are around us. So meditation is another really, really powerful thing that helps to benefit us connecting to our spiritual side, eating, sleeping, breathing, walking, spirituality. A lot of people talk to me about how they think their eating behaviors has a lot to do with being spiritual. Eating behaviors, to me, have nothing to do with being spiritual, because that's more a religious base or more of a personal preference, because some people can't be vegan. Okay, there's so many more things to talk about, but now we're at the end of our show. To each and every one of you, God bless, and I look forward to talking to you all next week.